This is Taylor Report, and that's a lot of fun. Had a lot of questions, and I hope that people will. You can find Rick Sterling, I'm sure, online, and Dan Kovlik, and Dimitri Lascaris, and now that I'm thinking of all these people, Tamara Lorenz. Citizen diplomacy is not a crime, and it's frankly quite helpful for a public which even our masters agree is we have a public that is a little bit suspicious of all the people who seem to make all the decisions, and therefore I take anybody who can represent a group, get their permission, say I'm going to go and look into this, should do it. You never know how big a dent it might put into the plans of Victoria Nuland and or our prime minister and all the, they call them the opposition. They're very loyal, the opposition. None of them disagree on anything. And so I would argue again, please support people who do this. Follow them closely. The book that Rick referred to, we're going to make this a burden for him that he find it for us. The title of the book is To Go One's Own Way, and apparently it is a collection of documents by one of the leaders of Crimea. I'm not saying the leader, one of the leaders, and someone with credentials, and that's what we try to do on the Taylor Report. We urge people to look at these things because it ain't, when you read it in the Globe or see it on the CBC, remember that lovely song, It Ain't Necessarily So. And agency means you have to interrogate the news. And you have to say, that might be true. I wonder what, since they didn't actually quote the person they're vilifying, I wonder what that person thinks. Or if it's a government, I wonder what that government thinks. So that you don't lose your mind by simply becoming a consumer of information that comes from your particular state. Remember, there are other states in the world. The United Nations was founded on recognizing that and those states are sovereign, and there should be mutual respect. And if you become a thinker of that type, and that would make you a product of the victory over Nazism and fascism, which actually thought that there were superior peoples who could look after all the other states. It was a hegemonic idea, which Washington is now suffering from. But if you actually believe in democracy and particularly freedom and individual conscience, you would be careful not to say things unless you actually look into them. It used to be a slogan. It was no investigation, no right to speak. But thank heavens, Rick Sterling and others are making these trips, and we will follow them. I want to say something about some news that is pertinent, I guess. Listeners may know that I worked at the International Criminal Tribunal for Rwanda for a number of years for a number of lawyers, all of them, I think, courageous and really important individuals because they provided defense counsel for people accused of terrible crimes. And this is emerging now. Once again, there's a story. This one, the Toronto Star titled, their headline was on Sunday, Genocide Fugitive Brought to Court. So I want to help them with their headline. He's not a fugitive. He's accused. And they also, some of them, rather sloppily, and in this article it says, he has evaded justice. Well, that's actually a slander. There are two courts that I'm aware of, sets of courts. One is the International Criminal Tribunal for Rwanda, set up by the UN, and in the view of Ramsey Clark and many other thoughtful jurists, was a big mistake because it was a prejudiced body. That was his argument. But at any rate, there's that court, which has wound down and is now basically a bureaucracy of well-paid people. Then there is the courts of the country of Rwanda, which, according to virtually everybody, the Toronto Star even says it. I think the Globe and Mail has been the leaders in reporting on odd disappearances, murder of opposition figures, abroad, that is, having them assassinated in capitals or countries, such as Mr. Sendashonga, who was murdered in Nairobi, Mr. Niyitegeka, I believe. I better not say the name. Karageya was murdered in South Africa. There's a wonderful book about it, written by Michelle Wrong. And so let's just say about this gentleman that if you want to understand what happened in Rwanda, you have to presume his innocence. So that, and when you say he is evading justice, you have to admit there are no courts that provide him with justice. And so he is simply trying to not fall into the hands of people who don't run proper courts. So he should not be removed from South Africa. We'll be talking about this more in the future. So this is the Taylor Report, CIT. See you next week. And he knows he shouldn't kill. And he knows. And Tracks from Broad's coming up. You for me, my friend, and me for you.